If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. The baddest biker bar in the investment world, The Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to The Danger Zone here on Money Life. It's where we get the take of the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. This brings together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up, and they look for things that are misleading. If it's misleading, but it's working in your favor, that would make something attractive. If, on the other hand, it's misleading, it looks okay, but they find that it's headed for trouble, that would be dangerous. You want to learn more? Go to newconstructs.com. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Sweet Green.
Danger, danger.
Sweet Green. It is ticker symbol SG. It is not the first time that Sweet Green has been in the danger zone. In fact, I remember it very well when David Trainer put the company in the danger zone before its IPO at the end of 2021, because he basically said, it's a company that makes salads. You don't have to, how much profit margin can there be? How good can this actually be? And then, of course, it moved to zombies stock status about 2 years after its IPO, not even 2 years after its IPO. So why is it back in the danger zone now?
So this one is, the stock price has returned a bit to crazy land. After the most recent earnings, it's up almost 70%. It's up 90%+ year to date. And it's all on, you know, optimism for future guidance. You know, 2024 guidance was to have positive adjusted EBITDA. And when you dig into those adjusted EBITDA numbers, you see that there is significant leeway in how they're calculated. You've got, you know, specific operating expenses that are just left out of the calculation. They even name in their 10K that adjusted EBITDA is based on, you know, management's depiction of the operating of the business. They can exclude things that are not operating at their own discretion. And so we see a picture where, yeah, great, adjusted EBITDA is rising, but the actual economic earnings of the business are negative and have been falling almost since that IPO. A little bit of improvement in 2024, but still, or 2023, but still down from the original 2019, as far back as data we have. So it's a story of adjusted numbers from Sweet Green's side paint a much rosier picture than the actual economics of the business.
So how rosy is that picture in terms of the numbers? Then I want to get into how rosy is the stock price.
Yeah, so adjusted EBITDA from negative $46 million in 2019 to negative $3 million in 2023. So still negative, but guidance was, I think, for $8 to $15 million in 2024. So we're still looking at, you know, just barely profitable on adjusted EBITDA basis. But economic earnings, which take into account non-operating items, also take into account the effects of balance sheet changes, fell from $123 million in 2019 to negative $210 million over the 2023. So you've got a massive gap, you know, projections for positive $8 million adjusted EBITDA in 2023, economic earnings of negative $200+ million.
Wow. So now let's put this together with the stock price. This stock started this year trading at just over $11 a share. And as you point out, up about 90%. As we record this, it's trading at just under 22. So how out of whack was the price at the start of the year? And then obviously that's at least pretty much times two now, right?
Yeah. I mean, we did this scenario on the current price, and I can tell you at 11, you know, it's still vastly overvalued, because we look at what's baked in the current price and then what's more a more reasonable DCF scenario. And so when we put together, you know, 21, 22 a share, our model basically shows that Sweet Green would have to immediately improve NOPAT margin to 14%, which equals Chipotle's margin. They're currently sitting at negative, Sweet Green's currently sitting at negative 16. So you've got a massive increase in margins, and they'd have to grow revenue 21% compounded annually for the next decade. Revenue in that scenario would reach almost $4 billion, which is basically fifth highest in the entire fast casual restaurant industry in our coverage universe. NOPAT in that scenario would be $654 million compared to negative $94 million in the most recent period. So you got massive improvements in margins and revenue for a decade. And so huge expectations. And then we look at, okay, so what's more, you know, reasonable, but still probably optimistic. And that, you know, if we assume NOPAT margin is 7%, which is equal to Cheesecake Factory, they grow revenue by consensus estimates the next 2 years, and then 10%, which is projected industry growth for each year after that. for the decade, you're looking at a dollar a share.
A dollar a share. But of course, it's a zombie stock, so you don't really believe it's worth that anyway. And we haven't even talked about the things that make it a zombie stock, which is how much cash it's burning and how quickly it'll run out of cash. So how quickly will it run out of cash?
Yeah, they've got, we mentioned, you know, cash burn issues in our zombie stock report. Obviously, one of the things that makes a zombie stock is that cash burn. And since 2019, again, since we've had our model on, or actually 2022 through 2023, Sweetgreen has burned a cumulative $781 million in free cash flow. And with their current cash on the books and the two-year average free cash flow burn, they've got about 24 months before they run out. So they've got, you know, two-year runway, but they would have to significantly turn around the business to not need to raise capital again.
I would ask about stupid money risk here, the potential for somebody to come in and buy this, but I can't imagine you feel any differently than David Traynor did. He basically said, they're making salads. You know, who needs to buy them? Can't just go out and make their own salads as easily. Am I wrong about that? That there's not really much stupid money risk here?
No, that's definitely correct. Obviously, the point of stupid money risk is it is stupid money. So there can always be that risk, but we don't see a sort of moat that you would want to go in and buy here. You know, as David said, as you said, they're making salad and they're losing money doing it. And so if you want to step in and buy a money losing salad operation, you know, go for it. But that would fall squarely in stupid money.
A money losing salad operation. Yep, pretty much sums that one up. It's Sweetgreen, ticker SG, the danger zone pick this week from the guys at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Again, if you want to learn more about what they do at New Constructs, it's newconstructs.com and on Twitter at New Constructs. We're heading for home on this edition of Money Life. Up next, we'll be talking stocks in the market call with Craig Gaventer. So stick around because we're living the money life and there's nothing dangerous about that at all.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.